The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The true motives of the globalists pushing for World War III. Do you want to know them? Well, we're going to show you them. I've given you some of them. There's always multiple motives, actually. But my two friends, they're my new friends, but they are my friends. Wayne Allen Root does a fantastic job exposing some of the motives and what's going on with this push for war. And Mike Adams exposes the truth as well. They both did it through InfoWars or on InfoWars. And I want to bring you what both of them had to say. This is big time stuff, because you have to know the truth in order to make the right decisions. Well, this is the truth. As I have been saying the whole time, remember, folks, Ukraine has been a corrupt country and Russia was a corrupt country. But the reason why the globalists in America especially care so much about the Ukraine is it was their money laundering country. Ukraine was known for money laundering all around the world. Folks, if you type in money laundering in Ukraine, you'll see what I'm talking about, because there should be stuff from years and years ago about Ukraine and money laundering that will pop up, so you'll understand. I'm not making that up. But understand, our government officials love to get money out of the Ukraine. They love to make deals with the corrupt Ukrainian government so that they themselves and their family members can get rich. We know this for sure, especially with Joe Biden and his family, who not only did that with China, but did it, guess where? The Ukraine. The Clintons, where do they love to deal? The Ukraine. The most notorious people for doing this kind of thing in America loved working with the Ukraine. So it's their piggy bank, as I've always told you. They are looking at this is where we get millions of dollars for our own family. This is why they care so much about it. But there are other motives, because there are the globalist motives as well. So we'll get into these other motives besides that. If you don't believe me on the money laundering thing, go look up way back when they were trying to impeach President Trump over the Ukraine phone call. Remember that? I think that was around the time when Glenn Beck did an awesome special and research into the Ukraine and the money laundering that went through it. He did a fantastic job. Glenn Beck really exposed it all. So you can look that up too if you ever want to. I'm just saying. All right. Wayne Allen Root is talking about the globalists, what we're facing. And, well, take a listen.
John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, they're all rich on your taxpayer dollars. They use their office to enrich themselves and their friends and get rich. And the Ukraine war is an extension of that. Every single dollar we send Ukraine and every weapon, I'll bet you, my opinion, a piece of all of it is going in the pocket of the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, the Kerry crime family. We'll be back with more in a sec. Wayne Allen Root. As usual, I find myself on the same side as Alex. I'm certainly not a fan of Russia or Putin, never have been, but I'm the guy that's been shouting from the highest mountains. I've always considered myself like a Paul Revere, right? I don't invent anything. I don't produce anything. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, but I'm the guy who yells, the Russians are coming, the Chinese are coming, the vaccines are killing you. I'm a guy who spreads information that people need to know. And I've been warning for a couple of weeks now that if you didn't believe the media about the rigged and stolen election, if you know the election was stolen and you know the media lied to you, and you didn't believe the media about the vaccines and you know the media lied to you, and people are dying because the media lied and because the media was paid off, now it turns out, oh, was I right? Fox News and Newsmax took the money from the Biden administration to lie and to cover up and to mislead about the vaccine.
Yeah, what he's talking about there, he's 100% right, is the $1 billion that the Glenn Beck's website broke that, and basically they got a FOIA that showed $1 billion was given to these media companies to push the vaccine. But to his bigger point, Wayne Allen Root has been right the whole time. So here's a huge point for these people that are like in between or doubting what we say about what's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on with Russia. If we were 100% right on everything that happened with the vaccine, if we were 100% right on, go way back to the Russian collusion fake crap frame job of Donald Trump, if we were 100% right that they spied on Trump's campaign, remember when these things sounded crazy or like we're conspiracy theorists, but we were telling, no, this is what's happening. It's that bad. And we've been right over and over again, right on COVID-19, right on the mask stuff, right on the vaccines. Why do people still not want to believe us and still push us like we're conspiracy theory people when we're the truth tellers? We're the last thing from a conspiracy theory. The people who lied to you and spread their conspiracy theories, you still go back and, well, I want to believe them. Shouldn't you have learned by now? If CNN says it, the opposite is true. If MSNBC is for it, or if Joe Biden is for it, then the best thing is to do the opposite of what they're saying. Even if you don't listen to us, you will come out on the right end of things. But if the people who are always right are telling you this stuff, and the people who are always wrong are telling you the opposite, then you should know in the future, even though you might, I don't know where this is all going to go, well, then listen to the people with the proven track records, like me, like Wayne Allen Root, like Mike Adams. Here we go. More from Wayne Allen Root.
So if you didn't believe the media on the first one, the rigged election, you didn't believe the media on the second one, COVID vaccine, why would you believe the media about Ukraine, Russia? Maybe the scenes you're seeing are meant to get you to love Ukraine and Zelensky and hate Putin and Russia so that you support America getting involved in World War III, destroying the oil industry, $10 a gallon gasoline. It's already $7.25 at stations in California, $7.25 a gallon. This will wipe out the middle class. This will usher in a new age of bankruptcy and disaster for the middle class. This will wipe out jobs by the millions. Are you willing to give up your job and your home and become homeless for Ukraine? I know I'm not.
Let me add on to what Wayne Allen Root is saying there. Also remember this. Even with this war in the Ukraine, gas prices don't have to go up. We can actually, Donald Trump proved this. Donald Trump, by increasing production right here and making us energy independent, he made gas prices go negative. One man did, sitting as president. He did that all by allowing the oil companies to produce. And the oil companies had confidence that if they went for a new place to drill, Trump wasn't going to shut them down. The Biden administration could immediately say, we got to do the Keystone Pipeline. Your gas prices would stop going up immediately because it's all on futures. They're future casting what the prices are going to be. When you do that, all of a sudden people's minds would be, well, they'd have to believe Joe Biden actually meant it. When Joe Biden ran on destroying the gasoline industry, understand, Russia isn't doing this to you. That's really my overall point. Russia and Ukraine are not doing this to you, the oil prices. The Democrats are. Their policies are. And their policies dealing with Russia are. And they love it. They've wanted to destroy the oil industry. They told you that when they were running. Is it just convenient that the thing they told you they were going to do, destroy the oil industry? Biden said it when he was running. I remember telling people, do you realize that Joe Biden just said that he was going to get rid of your iPhone? And people looked at me like they were crazy. I said, no, he said he wants to get rid of the oil industry. So we're not on any petroleum. Do you know how many products are made from petroleum, you wouldn't have an iPhone. Everyone just thinks of gasoline, but it is so much more. Every single thing, your packaging of how you get food and stuff wouldn't even exist. Plastics wouldn't exist. Your iPhone wouldn't exist. I use the iPhone because I know people love their iPhone. Well, if Joe Biden has his way, it won't even be possible to make an iPhone. And people thought I was exaggerating, but here we go. We're going down that road, and they're using a war as a cover for what they told you they wanted to do. They could easily, here's how you know for sure. If they come out and say, and not just say it, and do, the Keystone Pipeline is open, we're hiring people, we're gonna go max full capacity through our pipelines, which they're not at. We are going to grant, they keep saying, well, there's oil that has been granted where people can drill. No, grant new places, allow them to drill on federal land. They will never do any of this stuff. They will never say that you can have the Keystone Pipeline. They will never say that you can drill on federal land. They don't want oil at all. And they're getting what they want. So understand, the crisis is real that Putin invaded. They wanted it, and they will never let it go to waste. Never. More from Wayne Allyn Root, because he was so fantastic.
Are you willing to let your kids die for Ukraine? I'm not saying I'm on Russia's side. I'm not saying Putin isn't a bully. I'm not saying Putin isn't a madman. I'm not saying Putin isn't really attacking Ukraine. Of course he is. But the images you're seeing on the, just like COVID was real, but the images you saw on the screen were meant to make you scared to death. So you supported lockdowns, business shutdowns, school shutdowns, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, all the things that ripped our country and our economy apart. What makes you think the exact same thing isn't happening in Ukraine? Every image is meant to make you believe that America's got to get involved. And if it means World War II, and if it means $10 a gallon gas, heck, if it means $15 a gallon gas, we got to do it. This is madness. The entire world's economy is in danger right now. A great friend of mine, who's a brilliant economist, financial guru, stock market expert, his name is Kip Herridge. And Kip called me 2 days ago, literally almost in the middle of the night. And he said, Wayne, my friends in New York are so scared. All the billionaire hedge fund managers, the brightest guys on Wall Street who have been right again and again, are scared to death that A, we're getting into World War III, and B, by taking away all of Russia's financial system, the underpinnings of it, and destroying all the money, they're wiping out the American financial system. He said it's all underpinned by Russian money. The Russian oligarchs have billions, and they give it out in loans. And if you take it away, and the money that Russia has, you take it away, the entire world credit system and the entire world financial system could collapse, and it could happen in days or in a couple of weeks. And we're all scared to death. Thank you, Kip, for educating me on how bad this really is, how we're on the edge of the abyss right now over a little country, Ukraine. It reminds me of Vietnam, a little crappy country, Vietnam. And they sent, what, 60,000 of your children and grandchildren to die there for nothing. And in the end, we pulled out and let them take over anyway. What was the point of Vietnam? I'm a conservative Republican. When I was like 6 and 7 and 8 years old, I was supporting Vietnam. I went to school and told my teachers, I'm for the Vietnam War. I'm for Richard Nixon. I love Nixon. I was a Republican when I was 3, handing out literature for Barry Goldwater. But I was fooled by the military-industrial complex. This is BS.
All right, Wayne Allyn said so much there that is so dead on. We have a situation that, look, the globalists think that they can control us. Let me tell you, I know what the original plan, they've already had to adjust, the globalists, of what they're trying to do with collapsing America's financial dollar. But the plan wasn't that Putin was to go into all of Ukraine. They can't control Putin. So they do want a regime change in Russia too. They're just, you've got to understand that. They're not in full control of Putin. They don't like anybody they can't control. Putin was supposed to take a part of the Ukraine. How do I know? Because Joe Biden in his own speech gave him the green light and said, you can do that. That was the globalist giving the indication that, yeah, if that's all they felt they needed. They just needed the incursion to be in a section of the Ukraine, and then they could still say, look what's happened. We need to sanction. There's the oil crisis. Putin's causing disruption in the stock markets. That's what they wanted. But Putin went all in. They did not expect that. Trust me, it doesn't always go as planned. They do have plans. It doesn't go as planned, but then they adjust. They never stop their plan. They adjust. How do we then take advantage of this to still continue to finish out our plan? They're going to do this to their own destruction, at least the American globalists. They are going to keep adjusting. And eventually, you never know which way war is going to go. It's unpredictable and what corners people are going to get backed into. You can't completely control it. It's literally impossible. They think they can, but they can't. And what I already know is what's going to happen is they're going to push Putin in the corner. They're going to try to blame Putin. It doesn't matter even if Putin has had discussions about, you know, collapsing the dollar, and if he wants to be in on that, he would be all for that, I'm sure. Doesn't matter. He still could get ticked off, and I think he will. And Putin's great equalizer is nuclear weapons. That's what he has built up. That what is what he's geared for. And he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. So when the globalists have their plan, he will agree to their plans, and then he will backstab them. That's who Putin is. So they will get backstabbed by Putin if they've had discussions about collapsing the dollar and stuff. I think they've already been backstabbed by Putin already. That's why you're seeing them flip out a little bit. But now they're adjusting and they're thinking, oh, no, wait a minute. We still got it under control. They're starting to feel like they've got it back under control and they've got a new way to finish the plan. Folks, it sounds like a conspiracy theory. I know it does, but it's not a conspiracy theory when they're doing it right in front of your face. And we warned you that this type of thing was happening and all the things we've said have happened. How can we be conspiracy theorists? The conspiracy theory would be saying none of that of what I just said is going on. The globalists don't care about the Ukraine's for money laundering. That never happens. The conspiracy theory is saying the Ukraine is this beacon of democracy. That's a conspiracy theory. Or that we should go to World War III over it, as your media wants us to do. That's the conspiracy. Not even a theory. It's a conspiracy. We're not in theories. We are watching what they do and giving you the truth. But you have to filter through all their lies. Let me get now to Mike Adams, who comes at it from a whole nother angle, who was on InfoWars with Alex Jones. And he issues a warning. That's something that other people are not looking at. If they want to collapse the dollar, and if they want full control and do a great reset of all of the economy around the world, then this matters, what Mike Adams is saying. All these plans, there's multiple things going on. This is how a lot of times they get away with it. They overwhelm people with multiple things. They did that with COVID. They had the hospitals doing corrupt things. They got big tech to do corrupt things. They got big box stores to mandate masks. They did multiple, and you're fighting from all these different fronts to push the truth against what they're doing. They're doing that here too. There's multiple things going on. Listen to Mike Adams.
Understand that half the world's population, about 4 billion people, are only alive today because of hydrocarbon-based fertilizers. Through that process, I just described the Haber equation. Now understand, you know, plants need nitrogen. Nitrogen is about 80% of the atmosphere. We're swimming in a nitrogen soup in gaseous form all around us every day. But plants can't use that nitrogen until it's combined with hydrocarbons, typically from natural gas, but they can also use methane and so on. And so that Haber process, which requires big industrial plants, you have to have 200 times atmospheric pressure and so on, in order to kind of crush these elements into a new molecule, which is the ammonia molecule, or NH3. N is nitrogen from the air. H is the hydrogen from hydrocarbons. That's how you get ammonia. So now we have a global shortage of ammonia and Russia cutting off fertilizer exports. Russia produces a massive amount of fertilizer for the world. And Belarus also produces a tremendous amount of potash. So remember, you need phosphorus and you need potassium in addition to nitrogen in order for crops to grow. Well, if you cut off the thing that feeds 4 billion people, what happens to the 4 billion people? So as you've been saying, Alex, I've been listening the last couple of days intently about what you're saying. This is a global reset cover story. They're going to blame Russia while they crush food supplies, crush fertilizer, crush energy, crash the economies, but then it's all going to be Putin's fault.
I think Mike Adams is 100% right, but what they haven't factored is Putin's response. They think they're smarter than Putin, and they're not. Putin knows that they're doing this kind of stuff too. And Putin has been, just like the globalists forecast what they're going to do, and then they go and do it. Putin has forecast what he's going to do. Putin has been touting for the last 2 years that he feels he finally has a superior nuclear weapons and supreme weapons with submarines that have nuclear torpedoes. His nuclear weapons go 9 times the speed of sound, and he surpassed the United States, and that he has the superior military technology. When it comes to nuclear weapons, that is the truth. And I know you're seeing him struggle, but he's not trying to nuke. He's not trying to. He wanted to take it because he wants it part of Russia. He doesn't want it utterly destroyed, but as I predicted, he might get frustrated and then start blowing up some of the buildings and stuff because he's frustrated that they didn't understand, I'm not trying to kill all these civilians. But then Putin's not a nice guy. He'll eventually say, screw it, then I'll kill the civilians and I'll blow stuff up. But he doesn't want to nuke the Ukraine. He wants it as part of Russia. But he won't think that way about the United States. And he won't think that way about other areas of the world as well. And so the globalists think they still can, and the globalists are, like I said, they're like in a drunken state, drunk on their wealth, drunk on their plans. They will never stop their plans, even when it's starting to get foiled. But also to Mike Adams' point about what's going on with the fertilizer, remember Bill Gates bought up all that farmland. And we wondered, is he just doing that so that he can shut down all that farmland? You have to ponder it. Why did he buy? Why is he the largest farmland owner in America? Because if you're going to short the world on wheat, do you know who grows and can produce enough wheat for the world 3 times over if we wanted to? Yeah, we can. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. We can't produce the wheat. If they want wheat to skyrocket to where it's unaffordable, if Bill Gates is in control of all the farmland, and they could make all sorts of excuses. They won't say they're doing it on purpose, but they can make all sorts of excuses why we can't feed the world 3 times over in America. This is very dangerous stuff. Bill Gates is also the man who has been the master, well, not a mastermind, but part of the COVID-19 crap. It sounds like it's something out of a movie or a book. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. It's not. Am I making up that Bill Gates was heavily involved with the COVID-19 stuff? Everyone has seen that. Am I making up that he bought up all this farmland? No. Am I making up that they're causing wheat to skyrocket? This doesn't have to happen, folks. Remember, it's the choices your government is making to cause those to happen on purpose. They're calling them sanctions. They're doing it on purpose. They don't have to make these moves, especially over the Ukraine. They want to make these moves, but they can't have you riot and blame them. So if you blame Russia and Ukraine, they can make these moves, and it looks like they're not doing it on purpose. They're doing it 100% to you. Let me ask you, is Russia doing it to you? Did Russia shut your oil down here in America? Did Russia say, we won't sell you oil? Did Russia do any of that? Who's causing gas prices to go up? Your government in the United States of America is, and nobody else. Who's causing the sanctions and the wheat to skyrocket? Who's causing the instability? Who's who's causing the dollar to fail? Who's causing other countries to come off the dollar system and telling them you have to come off the dollar system with their sanctions? Your government. And did they have to do any of those things? Did they? No. They didn't have to do a single one of those things. Understand who your enemy is. You had an election stolen, and you had communists overthrow our country, and they're not your friends. Russia's not your friend either, because I think they're going to want to nuke us and blow us up. But it will be the punks who overthrew the election, the communists in the White House, that will get America blown up. It will be on them. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.